is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Hillary is nearing Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Now a Category 2 storm. This is what it sounds like in the tourist area of Cabo San Lucas. Hillary is also expected to bring potentially catastrophic flooding to parts of the Southwest. CBS's Elise Preston is in Orange County, California.
Beach communities hope berms and sandbags will protect them.
We're sandbagging, doing what we can to help out the neighbors that can't do this for themselves.
The storm already being felt in California's Mojave Desert, along with Phoenix and Nevada. Las Vegas could see a record-shattering 4 inches of rain. The threat of heavy downpours has many concerned that Southern California's hillsides, weakened by the massive winter storms, could give way.
It's so unknown. I don't know just how hard the storm's going to hit.
President Biden has been briefed on the preparations. Storms are becoming more extreme. Correspondent Ben Tracy explains why.
Scientists say climate change does not cause a storm like this to happen. But what we do know is that human-caused climate change is leading to more frequent and intense extreme precipitation events and is also causing wetter tropical storms and hurricanes. And that's because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. It's also making rapid intensification of these storms, which we have seen with Hurricane Hillary, more common.
Thousands are evacuating because of a wildfire in British Columbia, Canada. Fire Chief Jason Broland.
We were still fighting multiple structure fires at the same time across the community.
The death toll is now 114 on Maui after last week's wildfires there. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke to residents.
There's rising anger among Lahaina residents over the missing warnings of the approaching firestorm.
If we gave them just a little bit more time, maybe people could have run from the areas that they were burnt.
While Governor Josh Green supported the decision by officials to not sound the warning sirens, he promised a review.
We will get to the bottom of exactly how the fire started, how our emergency procedures and protocols need to be strengthened, and how we can improve our defenses.
GOP presidential candidates are hitting the campaign trail. Asa Hutchinson visited the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines, where he criticized former President Donald Trump.
I just believe that our country will be better off with a leader that is focused on America, focused on others and service, and not simply a revenge tour.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the third hour of Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you. This hour brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Wykurt Realtors Lay Point. Let them open your door to their future home. They're on Atwood Avenue. Shop online, too, at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. Terry Barr is going to check in here with an interview about the Oshkosh Jazz Festival and Electoral Mag. They're in the house. Let's do some jazz right now. Let there be a place, peace on earth.
Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin. Was meant to be
with
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr, and it is all about the jazz on Saturday, August 26th. That's right. It is when Oshkosh is hosting the 2023 Jazz Festival, and I am so happy to have joining us tonight to tell us all about it, Erin Baim. Erin, welcome.
Thank you, Terry. I'm so excited to be here.
This festival has grown like crazy. But rather than going backwards first, I'm going to start with what people can be looking forward to. The lineup is really incredible, Erin. You've got Take Six. Tell us about them.
Well, they're obviously extraordinary. I've been a huge fan for a long time. So it's just as exciting for me that they're coming to Oshkosh. You know, we like to think of Oshkosh Jazz Fest. It is a jazz fest. But sometimes jazz can be a scary word. And sometimes I don't think people maybe necessarily understand that jazz is a broad spectrum, right?
It is.
And Take Six, I think, displays that really nicely because they have, you know, they're very influenced in jazz. Yeah. But they do pop and gospel and R&B and all sorts of different things. And so we kind of thought that it was something that would be accessible to a lot of people while maintaining its jazz roots.
And they're a cappella, I understand.
Yes.
And
yes,
that
they are.
Is amazing to hear the blend of voices when you get to hear a cappella.
It's incredible. You'd think there was a full band with them, you know, just because they make so much beautiful, you know, if lack of a better word, noise, that it's so big and so lush and so yummy. Yeah, I think people are really, for people that aren't familiar with Take Six, I think when they come to Oshkosh Jazz Fest to see them, I think they're going to leave as fans.
I would think so. Now, they're the headliner. Everything
yes.
starts at 1 o'clock, but what time do you expect them to go on stage?
They will probably be on stage between 6:45 and 7.
Okay.
You know, we have a really beautiful farmer's market that closes down our main street. And so we just keep that street closed all day. And, you know, it's obviously live music. And so there's going to be a few minutes, you know, maybe not exactly start times, right, that we have listed that are on our website. But we're going to get as close as we can. And so we kick off about 1:15, I think, is our first act. And, yeah, we go all the way through to Take Six.
And that is an awesome afternoon of live music. Hopefully you'll have a gorgeous day. Looking at the weather, it looks like it's going to be nice.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, exactly. And really, what a wonderful time to showcase Oshkosh as well. I also want to mention Steve Torme.
Yes, Steve March
Torme. The songs of Mel Torme. How does this work?
So Steve March Torme is Mel Torme's son.
Oh.
And yes. And, you know, Steve March Torme is a fabulous musician, obviously, in his own right. But him doing the charts that his dad used and in his show, it's Torme Sings Torme. It's really fun for as wonderful a singer and musician as Steve is. He's just as entertaining and silly and wonderful to watch. So I think people are really going to have a lot of fun.
And everybody, I swear, everybody knows that name.
Yes.
So just to be able to listen to that music of Mel Torme, my goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, this one also caught my attention. Benny Banach the Third?
I go by Benny Banach, but I've heard some people say Benny Banach.
Okay.
I think Benny says Benny Banach.
Yeah.
But I think he's, you know, whatever you call him, you know, just call him.
just call him a fabulous trumpeter. And
exactly.
He has played with Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes, what? He has.
Yeah.
Yes, he has. Yeah, he's wonderful. And again, same thing with Benny. He is a trumpet player. He's a singer. He's a piano player. He's a songwriter. But he's a fabulous showmen. I mean, people are really going to, and what's really exciting is, I don't know if it's still this moment, but a few days ago, he had the number two jazz record in the world, which is really exciting. Yeah, which is really exciting. I would say he's an up and comer just because he's so young, but he's a fabulously established musician already. So I think people are going to really get a kick out of Benny.
This is going to be a great show. One more I want to point out. I know you've got a long list of people that will be playing, but I love that you've got this Wisconsin-based band, Vivo. And of course, they've won a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award. And it's always fun to showcase a band from Wisconsin, too. What can we look forward to with them?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Vivo is so fun, and they just bring a little bit of a different flair to our festival. And what's really great is Tony Wagner is going to be drumming with them. He's a longtime friend. He's a fabulous local drummer. And yes, you know, we are silly with talent in the Fox Valley. All kinds of musicians, but specifically jazz. Yeah. So it's really exciting and really important to us every year to make sure that we're showcasing, Wisconsin artists as well as our international acts, because they're just as important. And maybe people haven't had an opportunity to see them before, but maybe the international act that they're familiar with brings them to the festival.
Right.
So then they can experience, our regional and local talent. That's kind of the idea.
It's amazing that Oshkosh has this. It really is. I am talking with Aaron Baim, and we are talking about Oshkosh Jazz Fest here on Max Inc. Radio. It's coming up August 26th. Now, Aaron, tell me a little bit about the history. This didn't happen overnight.
No, it did not. Well, this is our third year, which is really wild. I was talking to the team the other day that we're already on our third year. Our little baby is growing up. It's taken a village, as they say, with, everybody working on the city side. People show up and me too, before, being a part of Oshkosh Jazz Festival, you just see the music, on the street and it's wonderful, but there is so many, rehearsals and budgets and permits and all sorts of things that go into it. And so Oshkosh Jazz Fest, if I may say, has an incredible team of people that put their heart and soul into it to make it what it is. And, obviously we're getting close. And so we're really in crunch time right now.
Yeah.
We start planning. We have our festival last weekend in August, then we take a little time off. But starting in January, we're back to planning again.
Oh, how proud are you to have this in Oshkosh?
It's wonderful. I was born and raised in Oshkosh, but I moved to Los Angeles when I was 17 and lived out there for 13 or 14 years. And then I moved to Nashville, and I always knew I wanted to come home because for as wonderful as those places are and the incredible experiences I got to have, Oshkosh is just home, and it's so dear to me. And the people there are so dear to me. And so it's really exciting to get to see Oshkosh, my hometown, embracing and enjoying and celebrating this festival. I mean, I really do mean that. And I know that, the rest of the team feels the same way. It's just, it's really, we stand there, once the fest starts, 1:15 and the music is off and running. I mean, we are running around still, don't get me wrong, but the moments that we get to sort of stand back and see the street filled with people, it's really something.
That is so great. And I have to admit, I love Oshkosh as well. I went to UW Oshkosh. It will always have a special place. Yes. Always, always. Location. Where should everybody get together? Where is this happening?
So it's the 400 block of Main Street. You can Google that if you're not familiar. But you're going to see a giant, I think it's about 40 feet tall, stage that we get out at about 5 o'clock in the morning, because we get it set up, before farmers markets, so we don't disturb them.
Yes.
And so that is going to be blocking off the street, and that will be facing north. And so, the music will be facing north. And so bring your chairs. We've got, again, if you're not familiar, we have a beautiful Main Street that's got all sorts of great bars and restaurants. And we have something called Dora, so you can enjoy your adult beverages outside while you watch as well.
It just sounds so perfect. You mentioned the website earlier. Where is the place that people can get all the info? Is the website the best place?
Between that and our Facebook page. So the Facebook page is Oshkosh Jazz Festival.
Just,
type it in the search bar and it'll come up. And then we also have oshkoshjazz.com, and that's our website.
oshkoshjazz.com for everybody looking for additional information. Anything else, Aaron, that you want to let our listeners know about?
Yes, our festival is completely free and family friendly, thanks to our incredible donors that also, you know, care so much about our city and bringing beautiful things and beautiful experiences to our community. So thank you so much to them. We'll have all the signage up so you can, you know, shop at their businesses and all that good stuff and know who they are and thank them, because we are so grateful for them, because we literally could not do it without them.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again. And I hope you get some time to enjoy it. But thanks for all your hard work and for taking time to talk with us, Erin.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Terry. We can't wait to see you at Oshkosh Jazz Fest.
Terrific. Okay, everybody, that was Erin Boehm. She's with Oshkosh Jazz Festival. And let's take a listen to Vivo right now from the Wisconsin-Milwaukee area. And you're going to hear it right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In the ball of flame, first she thinks that everything's the same. Right now is the best time of her day, and then she wakes out of her warm and dreamy happy place. She can focus on what lies ahead, haunted by the things she thought were said. Her smile, it isn't really true. How things that begin somehow, they always do end up with you. It's the way she knows she can't regret. Write it down so that you won't forget. Lock it up and then just throw away the key. Get beyond it, don't go there again. Sometimes love and life's not fair. You can chalk it up as one of life's sad mysteries. Can this be really true? All is gone from what I thought I knew. And then she says, you know, what really miss more than what you might think. That is more than just that sweet, sweet kiss. Make room in your heart. Love is waiting. It's more than you could know. Take your brush and paint your own tomorrow, and where you want to go.
What you might think, and that is more than just that sweet, sweet kiss.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. That's Vivo there, where you want to go. They're going to be playing at the Oshkosh Jazz Festival in wonderful downtown Oshkosh. Hello, 98.3 Air Support. Welcome to the show. Jazz Fest is happening on Saturday, August 26th. Thanks to Terry Barr and the organizers of Jazz Fest for calling in and telling us all about it. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. We got Electromag in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them in just a couple of minutes. Also, Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit. They're here. They're going to play live in the Devil's Lair. Plus, I got Maxine Kevy. We got When Implied, Plant, and Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Let's do a throwback first, though. And jazz inspired me to hear some Fox on Max Inc. Radio. Civic Media, we are local music.
Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I'll just find my way. I'll find it.
Why I cry.
vocals of Monica Fox, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 presents the Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series. It's happening tomorrow, Sunday at the High Noon Saloon. It is featuring the debut of Electrobag, plus Seven Seasons Deep and Iron Plow. Doors at noon, the show is at 1. You're out of there by 4 o'clock. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7, and us here at Max Inc. Radio. Oh, and stick around. Electromag is in the studio. We'll talk with them next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hi, this is Dennis from Rock Onsen. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio and Civic Media, Subatomic from 2009. That's a lifetime ago for some of us. Oh, I love Subatomic. Hey, fool. Hey, don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone. You can call or text us right from the app. Plus, you can listen to podcasts. Choose your favorite Civic Media station. That's the best part about it. So I'm waiting for you at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, we have Electromag right here in the studios. Hard rockers Subatomic may emerge from their slumber at some point, as members have been rumored to have recently jammed. But currently, Subatomic guitarist Brian Mole and bassist Jim Roof have joined forces with Crackhammer guitarist Jason Fellen and drummer from The Body Thief, Dave Lowe's, to form a brand new band called Electromag, and they will debut at the High Noon Saloon for Max Inc.'s matinee concert series on August 20th. That's tomorrow, Jimmy.
That's tomorrow.
And in the studio with us is Electromag. Brian, Jim, and Dave are here tonight. Hey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us, man.
There's royalty in the studio. I just want to mention, too, if you're listening to the replay on Sunday, you missed the show.
Yeah, because it was done at 4 p.m., right?
Right.
You know, and so what the heck, you guys, Subatomic, they're kind of jamming. Are we ever going to hear some again?
Oh, you will. Yep, you will.
It'll happen.
Absolutely. Yep. Spark Drummer is getting better every day. He's working his ass off.
Yep.
His tail off to... to gig again. And so, yes, we're...
That one's okay. You're okay on that
Oh, good.
That is one of the really bad
ones. Someone write down the words I can't use. Quickly.
So, he's doing great. And we've been jamming, and we'll continue to and finish this record that we started recording when things kind of went south. So, and then in the meantime, we'll be doing Electromag.
Yep. Oh, well, speaking of Electromag, tell us about the new band and how you guys formed.
Jim and I have just been kind of
talking,
hanging along and needing to get back to a regular thing again, you know? And one of your friends, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Riffin.
Yeah. Said, hey, I know a guy. And then, you know, you meet him and you say, hey, we played a gig with you somewhere along the way. And we started making some music. And then Jason came along, too. I've known Jason. We've known Jason for a long time. And his former band, Crack Hammer and Chronic and... Tons of old good bands.
The boys got issues.
Hi, Jason. We just started, you know, he said, can I come over for a practice sometime and see what happens? We said yes. And then by the end of the night, it was, I hope you're coming back next week. So
that was easy.
And we've just been writing music. And
What's going on with the Body Thief these days?
Oh, nothing, man. We've been broken up for a few years now. So kind of coming out of the pandemic or whatever you want to call it, I was looking for something to do. And, I met these guys, and we're going to make some good stuff together.
Yeah.
Nice. Are you guys, I'm sorry, are you still playing around? Is Body Thief doing shows?
No, we're not doing any shows anymore. No. We're not together anymore. So this is it for me right here, right now. So Electromag is the one.
Yes.
Yay.
Nice.
Now, we have your first single, but you guys have an album coming out. Tell us about the upcoming album for Electromag and where you guys are at with it and, you know, how you record and that good stuff.
Well, we're tracking it in my studio, in the jam room, and Jason and I have sort of combined our rigs, if you will, and acquired some other
things.
We've
got a really nice setup in the studio right now. Like, it's the just the random, you know, recordings that we're making, you know, week to week. During practice, it sounds...
It's going to be very guitar-heavy.
Good.
Yeah. Guitar-heavy, certainly will.
You know, maybe not the playing necessarily as good, but the recording itself, like, it's really, really high quality.
All the playing's great, come on.
Brian, what is it like? I mean, you've spent a lot of years playing, just being the only guitar in the band, like Subatomic.
Yeah.
Now you have shared guitar responsibilities. Talk about that. What kind of adjustment is that for you?
I love it. I mean, I have been in two guitar bands before, but it's been... years.
Long time.
And at that time I wasn't singing either. I was just playing guitar. So having someone come in who, I mean, our tones are a little bit different, but really solid. And he makes up for a lot of my weaknesses playing. And I think it, you know, we're a really great match.
You guys
you know?
Yeah, you're a very good match.
Yeah. So it's really nice to be able to sing and not have to worry about carrying the guitar if I don't need to, kind of thing. So,
yeah.
I mean, Jim always had my back, of course. And, You but it is nice to have that sort of wall of sound, if you will.
Right.
You know, there's nothing quite like a twin guitar attack when it's just coming at your face.
And James, as a bass player, do you have any, you know, is there anything that you do differently with one guitarist versus two?
No.
No?
No.
Just
no,
rock. Stand up there, look good on stage.
Twice as many solos.
No,
right?
Yeah, it's just
twice as many solos.
There's drawbacks to it, right? That's that being one of them. You know, the dueling solo thing.
Yeah,
just the never ending dueling. Yeah,
he's a bass player, so he's playing like in his own world, his own song, kind of along with that song. Right?
Yeah, the drummer and the bass player are together.
Dave and I can we've more than once at practice just sort of sat back and looked at each other.
Yeah.
I smiled a little.
Yep, let it ride.
They're showing off again.
We'll try to keep that to a minimum.
Right.
Now, Brian,
yes, sir.
Subatomic kind of really started its hiatus when you had kind of injured your arm there and couldn't play guitar for a long time.
It sort of coincided with Sparky's injury.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
it came on the heels of that, but certainly for my struggles in recovery, yeah, it started in the summer of 2019.
And so tomorrow's show is one of your first ones really kind of back on a big stage.
Absolutely.
Electromag plays first at the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Sunday, August 20th. The doors are at noon. You guys play at 1. What do you think of the Sunday afternoon gig trend, and how do you feel about taking the stage for the first time with this new band? Is your arm ready? You ready to go?
I'm ready.
He's ready.
I'll never be more ready. I think it's the missing link. It's the only thing left. Mm-hmm. You can only jam to YouTube tracks for so long.
Right.
And it's time to get live and get people in a room and get some energy together and bring some of this music to the people. You know, it's really what we love about it. And as far as doing it on a Sunday afternoon, absolutely. I know I made it in for the Rograt CD release party there on the Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is amazing, right? I mean, you don't have to stay out late on a weeknight or even on a weekend. You know, a lot of people work hard and have kids and things to give an opportunity to go play some rock and roll and metal in the afternoon and be home in time for supper.
Out of there by four.
Dude, they're great dad hours.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's at home listening to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights, right?
Which is not a very rock and roll thing to say, but they are great dad hours.
I don't know. You're like Saturday night. You're like, where is everybody? Sunday, you're like, oh, my friends are here.
Right.
So what? As far as releasing an album, obviously we got a song here. I imagine you're going to trickle out a couple more songs. Or do you have a date to drop the album of Electromag?
We do. Not we're trying to get with the trying to get with the new thing, which is
we may just start releasing songs like one at a time. Really decided yet.
They'll coincide with some videos as we go, you know. That we got to build some YouTube content, and most of the videos will be, you know, live practice videos. We'll be since we're going to be tracking a lot of this live in our studio, we'll hopefully the releases will come with some sort of video content with it. And then once we get we'll continue finishing, you know, enough for an album, and we'll certainly put that out as a whole piece, but not quite sure on the time frame.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of people excited about this show tomorrow to see you guys on stage again. It's Electromag, the debut of Electromag. It's at the High Noon Saloon. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Doors at noon. The show starts at 1 o'clock. You guys are kicking off the show, right?
Yep.
1 o'clock. So you got to get some Bloody Marys, have a good breakfast, get a good bass going, head over to the High Noon Saloon for that 1 o'clock showtime. Electromag starts at 1 o'clock sharp, followed by Seven Seasons Deep, and then Iron Plow.
Sharing the stage with Rocker.
How do you like us now?
Yeah. How do you like us now? I love that song. We're playing that later in Heavy, by the way.
Yes.
Do it. Hope to see you at the High Noon tomorrow.
Yes.
If you're listening on a Sunday night at the replay here, I'm really sorry you missed it. I'm sorry. It was a good show. Brian, Geezer, sure. Tell me about this song.
Straight up, it's Gazer. Oh, yeah, Gazer.
Gazer.
Sorry,
excuse
I had
me. Gazer.
But Gazer,
let's see.
I love that man.
I think it represents what we do pretty well, which is, you know, riff, metal.
Metal.
You know? Not super hard metal, but, you know, good, classic.
Turn it up.
Metal. Turn that up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
Love you.
Thank you.
Electromag on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back. yeah. Electromag, the debut, will be here on Sunday at the High Noon Saloon for the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Be sure to stop by. Show starts at noon, or the doors open at noon. The show starts at 1.
16. Wet dream. Objectified. Beauty queen. It's 1986. Wish you were Stevie Nicks. Tape player in your car. Convinced it will take you far. Drop down senior year. Gas station, late nightmare. Why bother trying? Why bother at all? Why bother trying?
Music, Mickey Sunshine, Late Night. They are playing at the Rigby Pub and Grill, just on the other side of the Capitol from where I'm standing right now, on September 9th. It's going to be a pretty cool show. Go see some Mickey Sunshine, why don't you? Hey, we got Live in the Devil's Lair with Mason Meyer coming up in just a couple of minutes. Full hour of live music on the radio for you. We got Maxine Kevy at 10 o'clock. When Implied, Plant, and Essential Last Crack in Heavy tonight. Right now it's Dana Perry. Everything is moving on Max Inc. Radio.
Shut my eyes to it. Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Hurricane Hillary is...